In urban settings, water demand is generally classified as potable and non-potable uses. The potable water demand represents a very small fraction of the total water demand that is used for drinking and food preparation, both of which require high-quality water. Non-potable water constitutes the largest fraction of water demand that requires water of lower quality than potable water. However, the traditional water supply system provides the highest quality of water for both potable and non-potable uses. This is mainly because the water supply infrastructure is planned with a single pipe system, where separate lines for potable and non-potable water, or a dual pipe system, are not in place. Considering the principle of water fit for purpose, the different uses would be expected to obtain water quality that is required for the intended purpose. There's no need to supply drinking water quality for toilet flushing or gardening. Adopting a fit-for-purpose approach would reduce the burden of utilities producing the highest quality water at all times to all circumstances. It's also important to note that non-potable uses are also the most inefficient, which means that a significant amount of the investment gets lost. Therefore, demand management that focuses on increasing the efficiency of non-potable uses or even reusing lower quality water for non-potable uses becomes an important component of sustainable urban water management.